What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Understand, I can put any thing I want to in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's what I'm saying.
So you as a consumer, you gonna watch
not consumer.
As I'm saying, as somebody watching my platform, if I put 85 South in number 6, and it ain't even came out yet. You just said that.
I said the hard numbers, the demographics behind the scenes. Okay, when someone, there's value to every viewer. There's an ad company that wants to sell something to every person that clicks on the 85 South podcast, Netflix show.
You're looking at it in a small
scope. I'm looking at how Netflix looking at it. They're selling that data, bro. Does Netflix own that content or y'all own it?
What content?
That y'all did for them. Did they pay y'all for it?
I might as well enjoy yourself. You know your car getting broke into tonight.
So will it be on the 85 app, I guess is my question at some point. And give Chappelle $40 million because they're saying, listen, we want to own this. We don't want to play the game where you own it, and we want to give you $40 and we want it. Is that okay?
Do you believe that?
That's what's being reported. Kevin Hart.
Who would report that? Think about how it works.
Netflix.
Why would they want to do that?
Because they don't want you to be unreasonable and think it's a $40 million number on a comic without it being ownership on their side.
They don't just pull numbers out
there. I got deals everywhere.
But the way that you say it, you're going to mislead people and make them think that
tell me what I said that I misleads.
That they gave that man that money?
Nah, come on, man. They know what I'm talking about in business.
They don't give nobody shit.
You think
bro.
That, yeah, I'm talking about why they came and offered him $40 million. Anybody that's below that standard, don't watch this show.
You got to understand that ain't, we don't even know if that's the number.
Whatever the number is, we know they're interested in owning the content on their platform because I hear comics time and time again speak to that. Big comics speak to, yo, the reason why the front end is so much is because they're interested in owning it and not showing the numbers, not even giving you real data as to what it done. You're on the business side.
I am,
bro.
I'm trying to get you to understand, bro. Listen to
numbers,
this, bro.
Demographics and things.
Fuck the numbers. That's what, dude, you're not listening.
Yeah, I'm never saying fuck the numbers. That's why on YouTube and things, you can't have fake views and certain things because they auditing this because they're selling ads against it. So what happens is Netflix is taking that hard data that they're telling you is useless. And it's unfortunate that you were this high in the business and thinking this data is useless when this data is so important.
You look, you're not even hearing what I'm saying.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
They give a f- what you watching on there, or they want you to have this account?
Who?
The company.
Hell yeah.
You think they give a what you watch? They don't.
Fucking right, I do.
You can have a Netflix account and never watch nothing. You don't watch Netflix every day.
I think there's extreme value in what is actually being watched on Netflix. To feel like we win. When I black people, we're slaves of symbols.
No, we're not. We gotta stop thinking like that.
No, this listen, is the proof, bro. We spend all our money in the consumer market.
Who believe why?
Google it. Why? Because we're slaves of symbols. So what I'm saying is we're slaves to the consumer market and symbolisms.
I don't believe it.
Tell me how. Give me something and some indicator that says we're not.
Because there is no we.
They spend the billions of dollars on weave every year. Black women do.
That's their business.
Of course that's their business. But I'm telling you that they don't need weave. They buy, this is fake hair, horse hair, some bullshit.
That's what they want.
Of course, but I'm.
It's free will.
You ain't listening to me.
Yes, I am. You can't be a hypocrite on the platform.
I ain't a hypocrite.
Yes, you are. Because you just said we slaves, and you went bought all them chains.
If I was a hypocrite, I'd say y'all.
You said we.
That mean I'm not a hypocrite.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's see that? Not. But what I'm
if
saying
is. If I say
is,
we, that mean I'm not a hypocrite. If I say y'all, that mean I'm separating from y'all.
Well, why are you yelling at them?
Who's yelling?
But what I'm, when you saying we are slaves, people gonna hear that and be like, what the f*** is you talking about?
No, they're not.
No, but what I'm saying is there is no way to universally speak for all black
who
people.
Who said that?
But what I'm saying is like, you can't say habit. They spend $1 billion on weed.
I think you got a phone or Google?
Yeah.
You need to spend some time on it.
If black women stop spending money on weed, what would happen?
Well, nothing if they have no direction with what to do. And if us as black men don't accept them with their natural hair.
Okay, so if black men
so
stop
this is the overall problem. Again, we are slaves. This is like he...
Now niggas want to loan me to death. Salute, loan.
Yeah, exactly.
My man loan.
That's my man too.
Both loans. Old loan, new loan, both loan.
Okay.
Yeah, all ops must know it's up there and it's stuck there, nigga.
When it's up there, man, it's stuck there.
Shut up.
But y'all don't give that. Y'all give, take care of the business. And then these dudes, they all is tycoons. So, you know me, if I'm not careful, this could slip away. You know? So I got to be, you know, I'm paying attention. Because I got all these deals, bro. You got to think, I don't even got a co-host. I got the same deals everybody else got with the same ad companies. I got it all. I got audio deals, video deals, Patreon deal. I got prize picks. I got the same things across the board, right? So I got to maintain that all that without even a co-host. So my intensity is through the roof. Yeah, and that's why we finna talk about just the whole them together, all of that, then hit him solo. It's like, bro, you got to, for me, I'm out on the island with this. Trying to figure it out, which is working. I'm doing well, bro, in every aspect of this, but I'm cognizant that, like now, we're talking about your boy. What's up, G? Look, a
Jeremiah
ago,
Phillips.
18 months ago, popping. I got to keep having good conversation. Like this one, like when I sit with 50 Cent, like when I sit with all these, I got to have these, got to be,
don't man, you been talking to 50?
No, I got him on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got him on the calendar now.
Yeah, I ain't hollered at 50 yet.
Yeah,
I had brief interactions with him.
Yeah.
He came to a couple shows.
I know he f***ed with y'all.
Yeah, he most definitely got to.
Yeah.
He got to come in here and talk some shit with us,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah.
I hope we get the right version of 50 Cent, though.
I got it.
Like, a lot of now, when they get 50 on the show, they be wanting to hear the businessman.
Yeah.
I need to hear the from the street,
yeah,
because his street knowledge just as good
as the business
side. Like they want to talk. They used to, you know, them little clips he used to drop on World Star. I'm like, see, you know what's wrong with you? You need to always be waiting on other to do something. The fuck is wrong with you? Grown ass man, you got two legs and two feet. Get your like that type of shit. Like it, they might not choose the best words, but I find the motivation and inspiration and all types of shit. Like,
right,
bro, just motherfucker from the culture, bro.
Yeah.
Like with that moment at the end of one of them, I think it's the Hey Ma video. Jim Jones just come out in the full length fur, reach in the coat pocket, pull out big wad of money. Like as a young,
yeah,
seeing that,
turn you
that
up.
Shit turned me up.
Yeah.
That shit really with my psychology of how I wanted this shit to go. Like, oh, you could be a nigga and still get that paper.
Yeah.
Like that Birdman.
Man.
Like all that, I like, now that I'm grown and I look back, all that stun that he did in them rhymes, that was a specific version. Like, that shit was tailored for me. Like, you don't have to do it like a rapper do it, but the motherfucker that's trying to inspire you to get some more, you really got to be able to take the message from that.
Hell yeah.
I still love to see shit like that.
Me too.
Like, I love when Sexy Red be out, and then she pull her stacks out. You get
every
what I'm saying?
Time.
Like, most people think she just being ignorant, but you think, like, when you know what she doing, she know how, she's really talking to people who don't have that platform. And I don't mean to say that she ignorant. I'm just saying, you know, that's the perception.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, but no, we relate to that. That turn us up. Like,
you got to see it. Some shit,
yeah,
you got to see.
Yeah, man.
Like, all the talk and all that.
Fuck off.
Motherfuckers be wanting to see, okay, I did this and I got that paper.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to, you got to see it.
And with 50, man, I think he's a valuable asset to the culture, for real, for real. Like,
Hell yeah, he's valuable.
Hell yeah, that nigga, man. I'm talking about, he go to talking and it's like, oh.
His impact was crazy when he came out. And it's just the whole allure of him being shot that many times. People just wanted to hear what he had to say.
Did, yeah.
Like he was going to drop a message from the
right.
other side.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a hell of
a
allure.
He had a hell of a allure, bro.
Yeah, man.
Then he played into a bulletproof vest.
And he ain't let us down yet.
He showed. Like, he ain't went out bad once.
He ain't let us down yet. Even the public shit, you know, that'd be considered like business flops or failures, but it's like, that's just part of the game, and he's still up.
He ain't went out bad.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, he, and to had win against Giants.
Yeah.
Because he challenged Jay and them, still to this day, did
he? Yeah.
I ain't buying out
for
none
that
of
spot.
Them, man.
He fought for that spot because he saw, he was like, y'all just going to let two niggas get money? I'm going to get a billion.
Without
too.
Them niggas.
Right.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it without them niggas, and I'm going to do it in a different way than them niggas.
Yeah.
Like, just think about that, because coming through rap saying fuck Jay-Z is like pissing where you live at.
Yeah.
You can't come and be challenging Jay-Z and Diddy and in New York.
Right.
And against Murder, Inc. at the time. Like, he come through that shit. He fought for what he got.
He did. He
that
did.
Boy fought for what he got.
And he stood on it.
And like you said, like, he ain't let a nigga down once.
He ain't let us down. Ain't nobody took nothing from him. Ain't nobody.
He ain't went out bad once. Ain't that crazy?
Right, right.
He might be the only rap nigga that done kicked that high-level gangster shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, you can't say that, because then there's too many that you'll be done overlooked.
That done went that far that ain't went out bad?
Hey, man, shit.
Give me some more.
Shit. Oh.
Hov didn't kick that high-level gangster talk, though.
It's the fuck he did.
I've been shot, nigga. I'm
nigga,
ready to die.
Hov.
This nigga, look, if it's beef cock it and dump it, the drama really mean nothing to me. I ride by and blow
no,
your brains out.
Think
like,
about
he
how
just
much
comes
shit
straight
Hov
murder,
done.
Murder.
Think about how much shit Hov done rapped about, right? And think about just how much shit you done learned about his life over the years that you know is a fact that you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't shy away from it, but think of how much shit he ain't never spoke of.
Right. But that makes it different, because 50 coming out saying, I shoot up your mama house, nigga, and make your ass look for me. Like, he ain't talking about hustling at this time. He was straight grimy on some, I'm talking about that level of gangster shit, bro.
Right.
When a nigga coming saying, if it's beef, what he says.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
if
he
I
didn't,
was you,
that's
I'd
not
be
a character that he created.
I know.
He played that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shit.
But then you
it's
usually go out mad, though. Usually we catch the rap nigga that kicked that kind of shit. They done caught him and kicked him in the ass somewhere down in his career.
Well,
he
yeah.
done got somebody done beat on him. Like, even Suge, after so long, you get knocked out. After so long, like.
You got to keep it. Like, I don't think you can only look at shit like that type of shit one way, though. Like, nigga, the baddest motherfuckers done got knocked out.
And I'm not saying
that don't mean that you ain't still a bad motherfucker.
When I'm saying knocked out, I mean dethroned. And when we say 50 never went out bad, we're not even talking about took a loss. We spoke to him having bankruptcies and things like that.
That's business.
Right. But them can be considered losses to people who don't have the vision that we have to understand where he's at. What I'm
That's from the outside looking in. Right. People don't understand how you protect your business assets.
Exactly.
Like that. It ain't like that's a failure. That's just how you protect the money and shit you already got.
But what I'm saying is he hasn't been dethroned. At least that's what I mean when I say he never went out bad.
He never went out.
But I'm saying most niggas, they at some point, like Suge, when I say he was knocked out, it ain't because he lost a fight. I'm saying the atmosphere around Suge changed to where he was now dethroned from that scary.
He's still Suge Knight.
He's still Suge Knight, but not that scary.
Yes, the fuck he is.
Nah, they knocking, they stay hitting on him, Carlo.
I know it, but if niggas.
They wouldn't dare hit Suge in the 90s, bro.
Shit, they tried. It was a few motherfuckers that tried. Yeah. Suge had ops the whole time.
Yeah, he had ops, but I'm talking about catch him down here at the club and try to knock him out. Shoot him, have him up here at the thing where he running niggas over trying to get away. Like, bro,
what do you think happened in Las Vegas? They was trying to kill him, too.
No, he come up there to try to bargain, to get in on the deal.
What I'm saying, I'm talking about the night Pac got killed. They was going to kill him, too. They was shot at the car. They wasn't aiming at one person. Well, he got hit up, too.
But that
Shook done got hit up a lot of times.
But that's a direct violation. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. Right, but for a minute,
no,
that was
that's just.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Playing the game. Like, ain't nobody going to just let you bully them and not do nothing back. But if you in the game.
50 Cent ain't been dethroned. He been bullying.
But he ain't just walked around and slapped motherfuckers. They done had fights.
He done took their money from them. That's worse. If I were Young Buck, them, I'd have probably tried to kill that nigga.
But you don't. That's
you made
not,
me. You feel me? You done took millions from me versus slapping me.
That's only watching that shit from the fan point of view. Nah, then think I about know it from Buck, the I'm business. From think, I don't. I'm not defending either side.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if you on the business side. Him, he didn't take shit. I can't say that he took nothing. Right to, but what I'm saying
if
is,
I come if crash 85 South, you know how much of an arch enemy I am to you. If
what
I come
I'm
and make
is,
these people,
if I signed you to 85 South,
yeah,
and shit didn't work out, and I still continue to make millions of dollars, at like they did at G Unit, you can leave here and say they fucked my money up. They took my money because they still got it. Nigga, we had the money before we signed you.
But see,
so if you come over here and your shit don't work out, that don't mean that I took nothing from you. That just means you wasn't able to use the infrastructure that I created to create this money.
This is revisionist
on
history.
On the business side.
Nah, this revisionist history. Okay. You know too much about hip-hop, dude. I know you're a hip-hop. Listen, Young Buck and 50 Cent situation in particular, 50 was putting it out to ruin him. His career, he would kept on. That's what 50 do. He used his platform to say, he embarrasses you. He like, he put stuff out to diminish your value in the marketplace. And that to me is worse than us fighting. I can take a fight from
him. Hey man, I don't know.
But to make me go from selling 200,000 my first week to 2,500 my first week, you done crashed my company.
Nobody should be able to do that.
Well, everything in this business is on perception, especially with a rapper. Not for y'all and not for me. We hard numbers and listens and things like that. With rappers, they live on perception. So once we view you as not the guy that we thought you were, it affects the business.
All right, so this is the argument that I've been hearing from the 50 Cent side. If you came out and you went platinum and you sold all these records, right, and you tied up on the business side, When you successful, you want all the credit for your success. You got to take the same credit when you not successful, or when you stumble, or when you fail, or when you flop. It can't be, oh, I did this shit by myself. When you come out in your first G Unit debut, you sell a million,
right?
And then when you come out and say fuck them, and then you sell 2,500 copies.
But that's the arrogance.
That's
of
nobody's
men.
Fault but yours.
But the arrogance of men and the crowd. See, sometimes the crowd will make you think you bigger than you are. You could deal with the crowd saying, yo, you don't need them nigga, man. Why you be with them nigga? Yo, bro, y'all nigga 85 side nigga together, man. You don't gotta be on tour with them nigga. Carlo, go by yourself, bro. You don't need them nigga. But you an OG veteran. It don't affect you. But we talking about a young nigga come out of, because see, here's the thing. Even when I sit with 50, we not talking about Young Buck.
Right. No, this is just a hypothetical.
Yeah, but it's just a situation for me and you, because I think it's so much information just in that altercation between the two. Right. You know what I'm saying? From a business perspective, it's like, yo, I believe him to have crashed his company. I believe him to have literally affected how the marketplace views this guy, along with what he's done. But I think 50 was hammering it down.
No, but you got to keep in mind and this, too. And filing lawsuit. I think 50's argument, from the way I hear it, from interviews and the way that he, like, disputes the claims or whatever. I'm not defending nobody. I'm just telling you what I hear on both sides. I'm hearing that he says, hey, if I gave you an opportunity, and I'm telling you, I'm taking you where I'm going, you meeting the vitamin water people, you meeting the Reebok people, you know the Louis Vuitton people, I done took you to the Nike people. You mean to tell me you ain't had no hustle about yourself exactly. Where you couldn't create no more lanes?
Exactly.
I got these clothes. You ain't tried to jump in and throw nothing on or wear nothing in the video. I got this liquor. You want to drink this other liquor for free. You're not making yourself an asset. I got all these avenues where you can get paid. And all you want to do is rap. You're not on social media. You ain't out here trying to help sell no tickets. You just leaning on me to pay you. That would be the argument, right?
And I agree with 50 in that. And you feel what I'm saying? Because the truth of the matter is this.
I think that's the thing. He wanted all the artists that didn't find success over on his platform to create more revenues for themselves. You got the light. You with the hottest nigga in the game. You supposed to be able to parlay that into other opportunities for yourself.
The rapper, though.
You should be able to, like, if I'm putting you on this platform, right? You talented. I believe in your talent. I fuck with your raps. If you got a hit and you want me on it, I'm going to get on it. But until you bring me something, I can't just get on bullshit because I'm your homeboy.
Right.
Bring me some shit that could be a hit.
Yeah.
Now let's make some money because you know. Hit records make money.
Yes.
When motherfuckers make something that's going, when it's viral, when it's a hit, when you're trending, that's what people want. You're supposed to be able to use the resources to make that. So if you don't take advantage of the resources, and I'm out here getting up every day, I'm in the office, I'm in the studio, I'm working on music, I'm calling people for you, setting up shit, and you ain't showing up. And I'm spending the money. You on my dime, but every time I go and some shit go for me, you supposed to get some because I got some. We still working.
Right.
Work.
Right. I'm with you on that. But and also, here's the thing, though. When I examine the rapper that usually come from a low-income environment, I usually see them go and get with someone like a 50 Cent or get in this industry, and then they double back, and their first objective is to shine on the hood.
This is the thing. As an artist, that's the price you pay for having to go through another artist. If an artist came up and they grinded their shit up and they got their own record label situation, it's not their responsibility to go and put you on. This is a business.
Yes.
They looking for people who we can market, who we can make money off of right now or in the next few years. You got talent. You just a little rough around the edges. You just need to be in a real studio. You need to be around some business. I'm going to try and take you out the hood. But as soon as you put that money in their pocket, they go right back to the hood. And then there ain't no return on investment.
Because what happens is, at least what I think, is that they try to show the hood that I'm no longer like y'all.
You see or go back and say, we made it.
We made it. It might be we made it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, if it's we made it, why you keep pulling up in the Bentley? Don't nobody else got nothing. Or you keep pulling up in the Rolls Royce.
The same way that you don't have no responsibility to make sure so nobody else. Everybody is grown.
So we ain't done nothing.
But it's not necessarily we.
That's what I'm
telling
you.
It's somebody from right here who had the same opportunities as you. I got up every day with you. I went to school with you every day. You sat beside me. I spent the night at your grandma's house. We ate the same food. Yes. We spent the same summers in this regular motherfucker. You had the same opportunity that I had.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I got if success to me look like a Bentley, why should I buy a Suburban so you can have something?
But that's why it don't look like we when they come back. So when they come back, it look like I made it, not we made it. So when they show up with the I made it talk, what happens is nigga, they become a target. Now I try to keep myself as
you
a artist.
You became a target when you left.
Of course.
It ain't about what you came back with.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Because you can't be a target.
As soon as you made it out the hood,
you got to be in a nigga
target.
Frame to be a target, though.
As soon as you left the hood, you became
a
target.
I'm out your reach, though.
No, you're not. Your people still stay right there. You gonna come home eventually.
That's true.
When you left.
That's true.
Whether you left on good terms in your hood or bad terms. Oh, you better than us because you left.
That's true.
Oh, you think you the shit because you moved to such and such. Oh, you went to. Oh, you don't fuck with us no more.
That's true.
Whether you got it or not.
That's true. That's true. Your people still there.
You know how many of them guys go to the league or go get that rap money or go get that business real estate money and go back and say, Mom, we made it. I'm finna move you out of here. She looking right in the face and said, no, the fuck you ain't. Because I ain't going nowhere. I don't know nothing else. I ain't never wanted this the house I wanted. I raised my kids here. This is it for me. I ain't going nowhere. There's plenty of people who don't never want to, who parents don't want to move out that house.
Yeah, that's true. Grannies and all. So shit. Sometimes, even if your money right, you can't move your people because they don't want to move.
That's the thing.
Granny don't want to move sometimes. I don't want to do all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it for you, Granny. I'm going to get you. I don't want to do that. I don't want all that. You definitely got that vibe out there.
It's a lot of people like that who don't. Who even if they hit that lick, they not leaving the hood. Leaving was never they planned. That's crazy, but it makes sense too. Because I know them people. I know them people, man.
But see, they, as a rapper, it's a little different, bro. Because even the OG rappers like Boosie say, yo, get that money, get from down there. Because even if your intentions is pure, the circumstances is rare. Man, you done put yourself amongst kings, man, and you just don't drink beer around wine sippers, man.
Now, that's the thing about it. You don't even have to be a rapper. Look at it on a smaller scale. You could just be a nigga who work for the city. Whoever Saturday, when he ain't at work, or, you know, you like to fix up cars. You like to go to the car show. Take your dog out. Let the kids run around. Throw a little something on the grill. Put your chain on. Put your, you know what I'm saying? Put your shit on. Yeah. Put your outfit on. Yeah. Be yourself. Just because you a nigga with a clean ass car on the east side, do you not understand there's some more niggas on the east side that hate you for that?
Of course.
But what I'm saying is, you're going to have.
He don't face the leaving part we talk about.
You're going to have enemies no matter what it is you're doing in life or where it is you stay.
But the coming back part, bro, the leaving and going to get something. That they feel like they can't attain and they're coming back.
I don't know.
It's a little rough.
I don't know what
when
it
you
is.
Go home.
You know, motherfuckers is just natural born haters.
Facts.
That's it. That's literally what they put here to do. They are born. They is just it's internal.
Let me see that ashtray.
Yeah, it's in that hate come from deep down inside.
Yeah.
No matter what they got going on, they ain't never gonna like what the next person doing. Shit. Same way motherfucker killed Cold Cheese, man. I'm cool as hot. Man. Just because he was about to go to school and he was that nigga, bro.
Bro.
That's how it be.
Fucked up out here.
But you need it. That's the balance.
That's a fact, man.
That's the opposite side of this shit.
That's a fuck. You're
going to get a whole lot of love, but even if you get a little bit of hate, it's going to still be heavy. It's going to be heavy, man, that hate. But you need that fuel to keep going and knowing that you ain't perfect yet.
Will you ever be, though?
Nah.
So are you striving for it knowing you won't be it?
Nah, I mean, I think you have to try to strive to be perfect. So even when you fall short, you at least tried hard enough to be a good person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you'll never be perfect, but you can be good.
Right.
You can definitely be a good person or a great person. Excellent. But you'll never be perfect.
Right.
Because God made us imperfect. Yeah. Like you can never, the most you could be is a 99. You'll never be 100.
Right. Yeah. Welcome to this Up There podcast. I go by Big Loon, your active and attractive host, man. We already been rolling, but I do want to introduce the podcast. Today I got a tycoon in the comedian space, a tycoon in the podcast content space, an actor. The guy is all over the place and killing shit. I got Carlos Miller. What's going on?
What's happening?
I appreciate
going
you.
Going on, man. Big Loon.
Appreciate you.
No, appreciate you having me, bro. As always, It's always dope to chop it up with you and go back and forth and have verbal combat and shit.
Yeah, I love it, bro.
Yeah.
You one of the only guys that I be like, yo, bro, got those ideas like me, like where it's like, yo, you done thought about a number of things.
Most definitely.
And I find that in people that do comedy a lot. You know what I'm saying? I find that people that in comedy, at least the people I bump into and that I've studied, they have a lot of thoughts and opinions on things.
Yeah, because comedy will change your brain chemistry, the way that you think about things. And then you just, once you learn how to like start filtering life, real life through like your creative process, you look at everything different. I don't even know if that makes sense to people who don't do that, but
do to me.
It's just like creative people. They just, the way you see things, like artists look at life different. Like people who can paint, people who can draw, or you know what I'm saying, people who do stuff with their hands, who can build shit, they just have a different little level that they can take shit. Like people who can do math in their head, they can just take it to another level that regular people don't. And once you start looking for the humor, even in the worst situations, it'll just change your whole perspective on shit. I have so many, like you spend your time just having, like you said, your own thoughts and being in your own world. So
just having your own opinion when something pop up.
Yeah. I always like to wait and just see what happened first because I love to go back to the, you know how like when it be some shit and it be like mass hysteria or like somebody trending or some shit or whatever the situation is. I always like to be like, hold up, don't say nothing yet. Wait. Cause it's always gonna be. That's when the most ridiculous stuff come out. In the beginning. Cause you remember when COVID came out, they was like, you know, black people can't get that shit.
That's like what?
Yeah, I love that part,
bro. I do that on purpose, right? So with like pop culture, I have a side of the podcast I do with no guests, where it's just me and the camera.
Yeah, you need shit like that.
And so when I do that, I talk about topics, but I always wait. Because I don't even want to be involved in the clickbait shit. I don't want to be involved. And then I want to have an opinion that's like formatted on it. I don't want to be swayed by what everybody's saying right now. Because when you listen to these opinions come out, they usually along the same lines. When stuff like that happens, it's like everybody's kind of saying the same thing. It's just he dropped his podcast on Monday. He dropped Tuesday. They all saying the same fucking thing.
But you know what's crazy is though, like as you get deeper into the industry or the entertainment world, it ain't until one of those stories pop out that you really know what really happened to make you look at all that shit totally different. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like when some shit come out and it's something that's close to somebody that you know or people that's involved or things that you heard about prior to it coming out, you're like, why it's coming out now? This old. This happened. Damn, this shit old.
Right.
Damn, that ain't what happened.
Right.
Then you be like, oh, they gotta put some sauce on it.
Spinning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And it's fucked up that that's the way that we have to be entertained. And I think it's like, that shit, that type of shit is okay and it's acceptable, but it can't be our source of real news.
Exactly.
Like, our entertainment can't be our news.
But they've got it mistaken because they don't understand. See, we went from, we think that just get informed. We don't understand we're misinformed on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because they think it's better than having no information.
Or disinformed.
Right. We're told that you're dumb if you don't know nothing. So just tell me something.
Yeah, and like I said, that can't be. Our entertainment can't be our news.
Right.
Because, shit, it's just like having vegetables on the plate. We might not always like it, but we need to hear real shit.
That's facts.
We don't need to just hear the sauce.
Right.
We need to hear the real shit so we can really make honest opinions about how we move forward as a culture, as a people, as a race. How can we prevent some shit from happening if we just keep getting the hyped up, sensationalized version? Like, give us the whole facts of this shit.
And you know what? That's why when I had these conversations on the pod, I like to just have conversations. I don't talk to people who, certain people that are asking me, yo, what's the questions or something like that? I don't even talk to them.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I think that's one thing that's getting overlooked. We don't do a lot of interviews.
Right.
Sometimes we just want to have real life organic conversations. And sometimes you can, but when it's somebody you're a fan of and you got interview type questions or, you know, shit that you always wanted to ask him, you'll ask him, but it ain't like you got to. So tell me how, what were, you know what I mean?
Well, unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Things that hasn't been answered yet, but to bring somebody in and like, so how did you, Yo, that's not what we on.
How did you start the 85?
Yeah, come on, bro.
Like that.
That's
so
not
much...
what we doing.
Yeah.
We're too unique for that. We're
but
too impactful.
Sometimes you need to do that. So cause you're on different platforms and they have different audiences.
Right.
And you do have to be introduced to shit like
but,
that.
But we do introduce it. But it's not the layered introduction the way they do it. So how does it do it? So how did you do this? So how did you it's an overarching introduction of what we're talking about,
yeah.
And then we dig into whatever we're talking about on it. But you answered a lot of these questions that people ask over and over about some of these things.
It's cool.
I mean, of course,
whatever
but,
they want to know.
Yeah, but I think podcasting is at least on this side. I try to bring something. Well, we just have a natural conversation. And
well, you had a lot of good guests on here. You was going back and forth with Dr. Umar and shit.
Yeah, man.
Got some intense moments.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one, man.
That's hard, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Yeah, now we building.
I love to see different outlets. I love to see different interviews and, you know, just get different perspectives. When I'm at the crib and I'm just chilling, I click on everybody's shit just to see.
You know, you consume a lot, man.
Yeah.
You know all the rap niggas that coming up. You be knowing shit.
Bro, I'm still a fan of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get to look at the shit as a grown-ass man now.
Right.
And really just, you know, like, okay, I see what they doing.
Right.
See what they doing.
Yeah,
and some things.
Man. Yeah, I think that Dr. Umar, well, man, for me, it kind of changed how I look at things now. Because I said, oh.
What you mean?
With the content world, right, there's niches. There's things that only certain people can do well, you know? And I think if I can polish my live show, because that was a live show. That was a sold-out live show.
Yeah.
With me and him. And I think if I can polish that and do that right, mm-hmm. I think that's it's something there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think, and I saw a lot of people adopt that. You know, adopt certain elements of even that conversation and reference that conversation when they speak with Umar.
Yeah.
They booked him after that. Like, a lot of people referenced that, like, yo, man, I saw you on, and man, y'all were talking about Dion, and they got back.
Yeah, I would love to do an interview with him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say shit. I'd just let him talk.
Yeah, he go.
I would. He could literally just come on my platform and just talk. I ain't got shit to ask him.
Yeah, I think I kind of, and I changed how people dealing with him now. People right. are now doing a versus thing with him, and I don't really like that because I didn't do a if you listen to that conversation, we really had some, like, I tried to get him to explain a little more.
Yeah.
He was right making his points, but I want to dig into that. Why is that? Why you think that? Why do you think somebody would do that? And for me, I just think it added to the
Yeah, album. Well, you know, that's kind of – that could I could see how that could be that could be frustrating, I guess.
Yeah.
If you keep asking a nigga why, and he's like, nigga, don't ask me why.
Nah, he
deep down inside.
Nah, he respect me too much for that, though.
No, that's I
his,
feel you.
Listen, you got to think, that's his fifth time coming on my show. He that's the only what? Person that came that much. And he hit me.
Pause.
Yeah, that's a big pause. That's a big pause.
Hey, man, that's dope.
But you know what I'm saying is that there's this respect there. So he knew that, yo, I was trying to get him to explain to his audience some of those things. Like, we got the next one that come out next week.
Oh,
and
man.
Then so we get intense about some things that now has come out that I was right about. Because I told him that you see the girl that, and it'll probably be out by the time this come out, but did you see the girl that had the big knot on her face? And said, a dude asked for my number and they didn't give it to me. And these black men lady. Let me get the brick later.
Yeah.
You know, he went crazy on black men about that. You coward, stupid mother.
But think about it. That's one-off situation. She dead ass wrong for that. But this nigga's out there that be actually, that probably needed to hit it.
And that's what he was saying.
That's it.
That's what he was
but
saying.
That's what I'm saying. You
but
don't want to put.
You,
you want to be passionate
but
about
I say
some
you
shit
don't get a
that you don't even know
black
if it's real
man.
Or not.
Yeah, I said, damn, you give grace to the black woman in this conversation. You give grace to. I said, what do you say to the black men that say you're too hard? You don't give any grace to them, even in situations where you're wrong about this girl saying black men didn't defend her when this is an allergic reaction.
Yep.
And he was just like, well, I'm not going to retract it because. They need to hear that.
They do.
And
it's still a valid point, but it's like, one is directed at that, at one particular incident that's false, then it just loses validity.
Right. And I think validity. It's going to do great. It's going to do great on YouTube because we go back and forth. It get heated. He telling me, because I'm saying, yo, why black men got to be blamed for everything, you know?
Because that's our role.
To be blamed for everything?
That's a role that was given to us that we would never ask for. That's just part of it. It's one of the drawbacks of being a black man. It comes with it. We always going to be at fault. Because think about it. What have niggas ever done to anybody?
But each other.
Thank you.
Niggas don't do nothing but fuck over each other.
But that's abuse. The violence is transferred. It's just a transfer of violence. That's it. Even that ain't a nigga's fault.
When you dealt with Netflix, what was that about? Did y'all have to audition? How do you get a deal with Netflix? How does that happen?
What do you mean a deal?
How do you get a content licensing deal?
What do you mean?
With Netflix? Like, I'm sure they license y'all content, or did they buy that, purchase that piece of content? I guess I'm asking what happened with your Netflix situation?
Man, you're just doing those live shows. It's like, if you think about what we do when we go out and we record these live shows and we put them out on the platform, bro, we really producing and dropping a special every week. Why not link with the biggest platform that does that? It's just a natural progression. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like they saw what we were doing. They send their team out. They send some people out. Some people get on some phone calls. We get some back and forth. It's a few lunches. It's a few emails. It's a process. It ain't just like they show up with the paperwork. You get what I'm saying? It takes years to close a deal like that. Oh, most definitely. Gang violence.
That's hard. Yes, sir. That's hard. We got DC in the building.
Yeah. Most definitely. But yeah, that's it takes years to make some shit like that. At least a year or two. Just to make sure that the business is right and everybody's going to be satisfied with the terms and conditions. And
right.
Things of that nature. So big shout out to the whole department over there at Netflix, man. Anybody that got something to do with the black people content on that app.
Right.
That department. Shout whatever department that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because y'all don't get enough credit.
For sure, for sure. To try to even hold that up or hold that down over there.
Yeah.
Because they can whitewash that if they want.
Same
and for the most part,
just hearing that the people that own Fox own Tubi broke my heart.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
A little bit.
I got that
it didn't, down. It, hold it on. Didn't all the way, but a little bit.
We,
I ain't, you know what I'm
we
saying?
Can get it, yeah, we can get into
it's kind of like finding out the chick that you've been knocking off used to talk to one of your partners.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah.
I ain't know.
Yeah.
You know, man, you got to do background checks on people.
Facts. But, you know.
But even that.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Even that, anywhere, anytime, even if it's that, they still letting niggas go over there and do their thing though.
I don't want to say letting, but niggas over there doing their thing. Yeah, but not letting. I think they're using that as like they use us to get the wheels on it, to get the car rolling, and then in a minute.
Okay, well, this is how we can counter that. We gotta use that to get to the next step. We can't just let that be it then. If that's the attitude behind it, we need to be working on an exit strategy right now then. If that's the emotion behind it, we either love it or we hate it. Because if we stamp it as we love it, it's going to blow.
Of course.
But if we ain't fucking with it, it need to be said out loud right now.
They know how to trick us. They know how to trick us.
We can't allow it. We can't allow it.
Guess how they trick us, though? Incentivize us with a little paper. Boy, that's how Trump got us. That's how they all get us.
Trump didn't get us.
What?
He didn't get us.
What?
You think he got us?
What?
He got the niggas that wanted to be got.
No, he got the
niggas. He didn't get us.
I ain't talking about. I'm talking about
he ain't get me.
Black people as a whole.
Bro, I don't
for
know.
For the most part.
I don't know.
They're not paying close attention. He didn't get me with the passing.
What if they are, though? What if that's the real? What if they are paying attention?
But the information don't say that.
I'm telling
we're not
you.
Collective. We don't work together about nothing.
Trump
you know what I'm saying?
Trump will fuck around and try to pass some shit that sneak fuck around and actually work for the benefit of people he don't even fuck with.
Of course.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we just went
but
through a
you
lot.
You look at
we
what
to,
he does
on,
as who he is, he a crook too.
Yeah, of course. Now, what I'm saying, he got. That's why I say he got us. I ain't said he did nothing that was upstanding.
No, this is the thing about black
it's
people.
It's a hat trick.
We love a villain.
And we love to feel like
but
we win.
Hold up. I don't want it to sound like I fuck with him. It's some people.
We love to feel like we winning.
I feel like he do
even
so
if
much,
we not winning, though.
He do so much bad shit that.
They'll drive an old Mercedes. A nigga drive an old Mercedes for the fact that it's a Mercedes. We love to just feel like it's a win. It don't even matter, bro.
So what are you saying? That black people settle?
I said we're easily.
I drive an old Mercedes. Yeah. You know, but it's by choice.
Yeah, of course. But I'm talking
what
about.
What if that's just the one he wanted?
No. I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about the guy that drives it when his money could have got him a new reliable vehicle he could have got.
That's not your call to make.
It ain't my call, but it's a responsible call to make.
No, it's not.
If he's driving that car.
That's his business.
But he's forcing it. He's acting like he's driving the. Like, I know niggas that'll put the keys out hang the keys out over their thing.
Wait a minute. You overlooking something very important.
Help me understand.
You looking at it like an old car. The nigga who owned the car, that might be his motherfucking one. that might be the one that he wants.
Yeah, and I'm not
this
talking
nigga
about
might
him,
have
though.
Millions of dollars in this. But you don't see me in this motherfucking.
Nah, you bring
91 Cutlass.
Yeah, nigga, I fuck
you're like
with
a 91 Cutlass. Who don't said nobody that? Like a 91?
Listen, I'm talking about a specific guy. I ain't talking who? About the guy who.
That's who?
So we got to have context of our conversation.
Okay.
Let's back up a little bit because we unpacked a lot of things.
Right.
We talked about Tubi in about 5 seconds right there. We talked about Tubi, Dr. Umar,
right,
and a few other things. Right.
Shout out to Dr. Umar.
Shout out to Dr. Umar.
And but, forever put some respect on
but
the
what
Dr.
I'm saying,
part.
All I'm saying is we like to feel like we win. When I black people. We're slaves of symbols.
No, we're not. We got to stop thinking like that.
No, this listen, is the Lil, proof, bro. We spend all our money in the consumer market.
Who believe? Why?
Google it. Why? Because we're slaves of symbols. We're going to get Nike. We go get Mercedes. We go get all these. We're
even
slaves
if we
of
stop
symbols.
Buying that shit, then what?
Then we put our money back in the community. We buy houses. We buy hospitals.
What
we
does
buy,
that do?
That builds the community up.
The money still has to be spent.
But it builds our own community. It circulates through our community. We take all the money we make and go spend it on things we don't own that aren't like just bullshit that's owned by other people. So what I'm saying is we're slaves to the consumer market and symbolisms.
I don't believe that.
Tell me how. Give me something and some indicator that says we're not.
Because there is no we.
They spend the billions of dollars on weave every year. Black women do.
That's their business.
Of course that's their business, but I'm telling you that they don't need weave. They buy, this is fake hair, horse hair, some bullshit.
That's what they want.
Of course, but I'm-
It's free will.
You ain't listening to me.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm saying we're slaves to the consumer market.
No, we're not. We're
why are we spending our money in the way we do?
Because we live in a capitalistic society. If you don't spend it, it's worthless.
Why do we spend it in the way that we do?
Because niggas buy the same way you do. Look at you. A nigga gonna watch this and say, man, Loon got four chains on.
That's what I'm saying.
Why
ain't
you
no
do that?
Better.
Why you ain't invest
ain't
that
no
in
better.
The black community?
No, I've invested.
You can't be a hypocrite on the platform.
I ain't a hypocrite.
Yes, you are. Because you just said we slaves and you one bought all them chains.
If I was a hypocrite, I'd say y'all.
You said we.
That mean I'm not a hypocrite.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's
see that?
Not. But what I'm saying is...
If I say we, that mean I'm not a hypocrite. If I say y'all, that mean I'm separating from y'all. I'm saying we, I got a Mercedes. I'm a slave to this same shit. I wear the shit.
Those are choices that you made. You could have easily not made them choices.
Of course.
You going to fuck some of this money off.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, why are you yelling at them?
Who's yelling?
But what I'm... When you saying we are slaves, people going to hear that and be like, what the fuck is you talking about?
No, they're not.
We're not claiming that.
Anybody that hears that and say and says that, they're waste men.
What?
Waste men.
No, we don't use those terms in America.
We in America right now. Just
waste man.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Drake, bro.
I don't listen to that shit in America. Do I look like
he's a waste man? Yeah. You mean a nigga work for the garbage company? No, we don't.
He's a waste man.
Okay.
That's my word.
No, but what I'm saying is there is no way to universally speak for all black
people.
Who
said that?
What I'm saying is you can't say
habit.
They spend $1 billion on weed.
I think you got a phone or Google?
Yeah.
You need to spend some time on it because
I'm telling you, if I'm going
by the numbers, you disregard the numbers.
We can't keep using the same arguments for the last 30 years.
Who is? I ain't never said
Chris
that.
Chris Rock made a whole movie called Good Head and said that.
Now it's a billion, trillion dollars. I never
Whatever
watched.
Black women spend on their hair, do you understand that white people outnumber black people in America like 6 to 13 to 1 or some shit? We're a fucking minority.
Fake hair, bro.
Yes, the fuck they do.
Not in the way that black.
Yes, they do. If they outnumber us by that many,
you think
that
white,
means
that
it's
think
fucking
that white women buy more
10 times
weave.
More white women in America buying weave than black women. Yes, I believe that.
You saying pure by numbers of people? We
yes,
saying,
by volume alone, we
yeah,
are
that's
still
not
in
we,
last
that's
place.
Not what we talking about?
What are we talking about?
We talking about you know?
Okay, let's play. Let's play the devil's advocate, Loon. What would happen if black women stopped spending money on weave? What would happen?
Well, nothing if they have no direction with what to do. And if if us as black men don't accept them with their natural hair.
Okay, so if black men
so
stop buying.
So this is the overall problem. Again, we are slaves. This
Ooh.
Is like he, Okay,
this is free will.
Yeah, but a lot of dudes want to see their woman with the, they don't want her with the, her natural hair. They'll tell her, go get her hair done. We can't ignore this. What are you doing? Are you playing some game? Were you ignoring these things?
No, I just think that these arguments are dated. None of that shit would change anything about the structure of America.
Not without any direction.
With that, even with direction, people still gonna do what the fuck they want to do and buy what they want to buy. It's already hard enough to be a nigga in America. Ain't nobody finna not fucking try to make the most of it. You certain shit you gonna have to buy to try to
most of it
increase your quality of life.
Most of it.
They have done such a number on black people that we buy this shit to try to hide and mask the insecurities that they gave
just
us.
Told me I can't speak for black people. And then
I'm not saying you can, but you can't.
You just told me, that nigga just said, we doing this because we been through hell and just told me I can't speak for black. Ain't that a bitch?
All I'm saying
ain't
is,
that how life
there
works?
Is a reason for everything.
If you don't listen, you get lost.
There's a reason
if
for everything.
If you don't listen, you get lost. You literally argued me for 7 to 10 minutes
okay. That
I can't speak for black people and proceeded to say.
When you make a outrageous statement.
Like what?
We slaves
had some facts from it.
Like we slaves.
We slaves to symbols. Don't
we not slaves to nothing.
Man, that's
we not slaves to shit.
That's weird.
How?
That's weird behavior.
Man, you must don't know the intensity of what slavery actually is. I ain't slave to a motherfucking thing.
We spend our money like, I say this, let's rephrase that. We spend our money like we're slaves to symbolism.
Bro, that's because we live in a capitalistic society. If we lived somewhere where money didn't, where love was the currency, we would be out here loving the fuck out of each other.
Who says but love isn't the currency?
Not in this country.
Who says that?
The people who founded this country on capitalism says that. No. Once you
don't, people living
you
in
know
this country.
As a nigga who been in the streets,
but there's
as a
people,
nigga who in media, ain't you don't mix love and money.
I don't, but there's people living in this country that is love-based.
You know why?
You're speaking for the whole country. You told me I can't speak
no,
for black
I'm speaking,
people.
No, I'm speaking from my
I
little
can't
one.
Speak for black people.
My you little 166 millionth. the same way that I'm sitting here saying shit, there is nothing we can say that could universally apply to all black people.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So especially for the whole country.
Right.
You see? And so for you to say in the country, this country ain't got no love. It's like, bro, it's some people in this country right now don't care about no Mercedes. They don't give a fuck about a name brand. They don't care about a lifestyle or nothing. It's
you know why?
Living in the woods.
You know why?
Why?
Because they can't afford that shit.
Mm-mm.
You have to act like you don't
it's
want
it. People going on Joe Rogan podcasts all the time, this millionaires that live in the woods just because.
Think of how many people who go on there who just comedians who doing gig to gig, though. They going on there hoping to be millionaires.
That's facts.
But we live in the type of society where you need money to live to fucking get the full experience of this shit.
Yeah.
Now, if we lived in somewhere where we had to go out and find our own food and be entertained by the people who we live around and live in a community and be around people and, like I said, love was the currency and we didn't have to worry about how much money we had in the bank and shit like that and we were outside with it for real. Then it would be another something else. But we live in America.
Do you think, does Netflix own that content or y'all own it?
What content?
That y'all did for them. Did they pay y'all for it or did they?
No, it's different. It's a different situation. We produced it and worked with a production company. And once they put it on the platform, they going to have it on there for however long they going to have it on there. And then it is what it is.
So will it be on the 85 app? I guess is my question at some point.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's interesting, though.
Maybe.
You know, it's something to look into. I mean, I guess that's a piece of content if they
don't
have
but it's
any
like it's not.
I think they have interest.
Not
in
to duck the question. Like, we own some of it. But, of course, they're not going to let us own all of it. And
right.
You know what I mean? It ain't one of them type of situations.
I think they're interested in owning the content that's on their platform. They're right. Playing a different game.
But, see, we played a different game, too, because it's like you have to use that leverage to get in the game. They're always going to get you on the
that's
first
why they come and give Chappelle $40 million because they're saying, listen, we want to own this. We don't want to play the game where you you know, own it, and we want to give you 40, and we want it. Is that okay?
Do you believe that?
That's what that's what's being reported.
That
and
shit
even
ain't
with Kevin Hart,
who would report that? Think about how this shit works.
Netflix.
Why would they do that? Why would they go and tell somebody the details of a contract that they got with Dave Chappelle?
Because I guess they want to level the market for people like you.
Why would they want to do that?
Because they don't want you to be unreasonable and think it's a $40 million number on a comic without it being ownership on their side.
Why would you? Why? What would make you think they would give Dave Chappelle all this money?
I believe Dave Chappelle to be worth $40 million.
What do you mean worth?
For three specials.
What do you mean worth?
You said what would make me think they would give him the money.
Right.
It speaks to his worth.
They don't give nobody shit. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. No, nothing in this business is given. They didn't give Dave Chappelle this money. They know how much money that he is going to generate.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
They know how much. They can say, Loon, we love your podcast. We would love to sign you to Netflix and give you a special. We know that you generate money. We know that we can go sell $500 million worth of ads against you coming to our platform.
Let me see that.
That's why you get these numbers.
Yeah, of course.
They don't just pull numbers out
of
their
ass. You think I don't know that and I got deals everywhere?
No, but the way that you say it, you're going to mislead people and make them think that they just.
Tell me what I said that'll mislead
somebody. That they gave that man that money?
Nah, come on, man. They know what I'm talking about in business.
They don't give nobody shit.
You think that, yeah, I'm talking about why they came and offered him $40 million. Anybody that's below that standard, don't watch this show. People watching this show know when I say Netflix gave Dave Chappelle $40 million, they ain't nobody nice in this world. We ain't talking like that. We talking about business.
But you got to understand that ain't, we don't even know if that's the number.
Whatever the number is, we know they're interested in owning the content on that platform because I hear comics time and time again speak to that. Big comics speak to, yo, the reason why the front end is so much is because they're interested in owning it and not showing the numbers, not even giving you real data as to what it done. They'll tell you some.
But that's the thing about it. I'll be trying to get you to think, get out of this mindset. They don't have to give you shit.
If you in business with somebody, they don't got to show you the numbers.
If you, they going to show them the numbers.
They going to tell you it's did good. It's, not, it's number six on the little thing of the, like, I'm talking about, you know. What, see, maybe you,
wait a
you
minute.
On the business side.
I am.
I'm talking
but
about
that's what I'm trying
numbers.
To get you to understand,
I'm
bro.
Hard
listen
numbers,
to this
demographics and things.
Fuck the numbers. That's what, dude, you're not listening.
Yeah, I'm never saying fuck the numbers.
Fuck the numbers, because watch I'm this. Watch this. If I'm Netflix.
I'm never saying.
It's my platform. Do you understand? I can put any fucking thing I want
that
to in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's what I'm saying.
So you as a consumer, you're going to watch this
not
shit.
Not the consumer.
As I'm saying, as somebody watching my platform, if I put 85 South in number 6, and they shit ain't even, it ain't even came out yet. It's the first day. They going to think that this shit got some big numbers
that,
behind
that
it,
that ain't
right?
got nothing to do with what I'm saying.
You just said that.
I said the hard numbers, the demographics behind the scenes. Okay, when someone, there's value to every viewer. There's an ad company that wants to sell something to every person that clicks on the 85 South podcast, Netflix
not,
show.
You're looking at it in a small
I'm
scope.
Looking at how Netflix looking at it. They're selling that data, bro.
Wait a minute. Netflix. The whole company.
Everybody's selling data around here,
bro. Wait a minute.
Bro.
I'm trying to get you to even understand what Netflix is. It's the Netflix. This is where you watch all the movies at, right?
Yeah.
You think that it's just they got one Netflix deal? Do you understand they got ads against every movie
That's
on this motherfucker?
That's the whole point I'm making.
This That's, is a $1 trillion company.
Of course. So I'm telling you that, but take in mind, with it being a $1 trillion company, every number counts. That's why on YouTube and things, you can't have fake views and certain things because they auditing this because they're selling ads against it. So what happens is Netflix is taking that hard data that they're telling you is useless. And it's unfortunate that you were this high in the business and thinking this data is useless when this data is so important.
You're not even hearing what
I'm
saying.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. How many motherfuckers have a Netflix account, first of all?
Plenty. Everybody.
Do you think they give a fuck what you watching on there or they want you to have this account?
Who?
The company.
Hell yeah.
You think they give a fuck what you watching? They don't.
fucking right I do.
You can have a Netflix account and never watch nothing. You don't watch Netflix every day.
I think there's extreme value in what is actually being watched on Netflix. I 100% think that the value of Netflix lives in the people that are actually watching. I do it's think the subscription the amount.
It's not, because if they gave a fuck if you watched it or not, the shit would be free.
No.
It's not free. This shit is $20
right.
a month. $25 a month.
Yeah, and they're in debt every month from a business perspective. So what I'm telling you is it's a game being played. They have a subscription model where people are paying the $20 a month. But if you're telling me that you think that the actual viewership of a company like Netflix is null and void, that's absurd, bro.
Okay. All I'm saying is
they sell ads against the viewership of that company, against the click-through rate. Right. They don't sell ads just on based on who's signed up. They sell ads versus the click-through rate.
All right, Loon. It's way more complicated than that.
Okay, tell me, because I'm in it. Tell me. I know you in it, too. We
both I don't have it, so time. We would be here all day for me to have to try to break down how these people make all this money off of this shit. They don't give a fuck if you watch this shit or not, honestly. The numbers matter to motherfuckers who give a fuck about numbers.
The ad
the people who trying to buy some space.
That's, you know it's
and
different, they,
and that's
right?
what
you
I'm saying.
You should know this. You
and that's
help.
Only a
that's
one.
The difference between subscription revenue and ad revenue, right?
Bro, even without all that, they still straight.
Yeah, but as a business, you have to sit down like you have people in your offices sitting down trying to figure out how to amplify your app, how to amplify your content, how to amplify your comedy on all different levels. And you're telling me that these sections of the business don't matter. I'm telling you, the viewership is where they sell the ads against the same way that you guys do with your YouTube 85 South and with your audio with Black Effect. You sell ads against that audio and that video.
No, man. Do you not understand how the fucking world is working right now?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Netflix is just like Google for fucking movies. They got every movie in the motherfucking world. Every movie you could think of.
I would argue
damn near,
YouTube is that.
With the exceptions of certain movies.
I would argue YouTube.
But if you get a brand new Netflix account at your new house and you watch one fucking movie, do you not know that they have enough information about you to put all the shit that you might possibly in your lifetime while you have this subscription
fact.
Watch.
Fact.
Now, if you come over my house and I've been watching Rambo and all this old other shit, it's going to be some shit on my Netflix that you don't even know how to get to on your Netflix. Do you not understand that we are literally in the fucking Matrix?
Nah, I get
Netflix,
that.
They don't give a fuck if you watch it or not. If you don't have it, you're not going to be able to watch shit at this point. That's it. That's all I'm saying. And for you to say, oh, no, this is, it's not just like, hey, it's not Walmart where you just walk in and they got shit. These motherfuckers get money off owning the site, subscriptions. The motherfuckers who, they know who watched this shit on TV, who watched this shit on their phone, who got it on their computer, on their iPad. But this shit is one of the biggest fucking companies in the world. So what I'm saying is, we don't even understand the scope of this shit. Like, this is it. Like, this motherfucker is huge. It's that.
Yeah,
that is the new way that we're going to have to watch movies from here on out.
I know that.
So they don't give
but
a
see,
fuck
they,
about.
They put that, they snuck that extra tier in with the ads. And so that's the thing. That's another generation of revenue. So they have a tier where you can have no ads. They have a tier where you can go, you know, just
this,
see.
I'm going to show you how good they are at business. Do you actually believe that they losing money?
Of course not.
That's all I'm saying.
Of course not.
You but said that they in the red every quarter.
But yeah, but I'm telling you, because they playing this subscription game. Well, when the money come in, they put it back out on content because they want to own everything that's on their platform. So they spend the most. Why you think they stole comedy from HBO? First, it was everything
no,
that
is
HBO
absurd.
Special.
That is absurd. That is absurd.
You don't think that they bullied the market and took comedy from HBO by offering comics absurd amount of money?
No.
Comedy Central and HBO, they took it from them.
No.
Okay, what's your argument against that?
Because I'm a comedian.
Okay, so tell me.
Do you know that HBO can come and give me a deal right now and it still be the shit? I could have an HBO special still. HBO ain't went
no
fucking
right
well.
Now I can argue. I believe that now. But for a moment, Netflix stole the market from them, bro. They took every comic and gave them high amounts of money to do specials on Netflix, bro. They turned it damn near into a comedian platform.
I feel like I'm arguing with my uncle at the house on Thanksgiving.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.